Today we're going to be making a really, really yummy chocolate mud cake. And here are the ingredients that we need. 300 grams of all-purpose flour, 175 milliliters of hot water, 250 grams of unsalted butter, 250 grams of chocolate, and I am using semi-sweet chocolate in this recipe, 125 milliliters of milk, 55 grams of cocoa powder, 4 eggs, 550 grams of granulated sugar, 30 milliliters of instant coffee, 30 milliliters of vegetable oil, 2.5 milliliters of baking soda, 10 milliliters of baking powder, and 5 milliliters of salt. So those are the ingredients, so let's get started. I have a glass heat-proof bowl here over a little bit of simmering water, and I want to start melting all of my butter, my chocolate, my sugar, and our hot water and coffee. So I've heated my water. I'm going to add in my instant coffee. The hot water will help that dissolve. And then I'm just going to pour that in as well. So at this point, I just want to let all of this start melting together. I'm going to let that melt down and then I'll come back. So this is about 5 minutes later. All of my ingredients have really melted down and it smells really, really good. So at this point, we're done with this step. I'm going to remove this and I'll clean up and I'll be back in a minute. Now that I've cleaned up, we are ready to add to our hot bowl of ingredients. I'm going to add in my milk first, which will decrease the temperature of my mixture. I'll grab my mixer. I'll start mixing that in. And now I'm going to add in my 4 eggs. There's one, two, three, and four. I'll add in my vegetable oil. And then we'll start adding in our dry ingredients. So I'm going to sift these in. So I've got my all-purpose flour, my baking powder, my salt, baking soda, and my cocoa powder. And then I'll grab the back of a spoon and just push the rest right through my sieve. Perfect. I'll grab my mixer, speed number one. And I'm just going to get all of this nicely combined. And I do have my oven set to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Once that is well combined, we are ready to fill our tin. I have an 8-inch diameter baking tin here. I have lined the bottom with parchment paper as well as the sides. And we'll just get all of our beautiful batter right in there. Okay, that's perfect. So now I'm going to pop our mud cake into my 300 degree Fahrenheit oven for about 2 hours. All right, here we are again. And my cake was in for exactly 2 hours. And I'll show you how beautiful this is. I'm not sure if the camera's picking this up. This is extremely hot. We're going to have to let this cool down before we unmold it. I'll just lift it up so you can see. Now look at that. Really, really nice. And I can't tell you how nice this smells. Really, really good. So I'm going to let this cool down and then I'll come back a little while later. When your mud cake has completely cooled, you can now remove it from the tin And this is a tin with a removable bottom, so I'm going to take my hand and I'm just going to place it in the bottom and I'm just going to gently push up, just like this. I'll slide that ring over my arm, like this. And there we have our cake. And then we'll just unmold the cake. Take our parchment paper right off. And there is our beautiful chocolate mud cake. Looks amazing. So here's the cake a little bit closer up. I just wanted to show you this. Looks amazing and it smells really, really good. You can see how high the cake is in relationship to my fingers. Really, really nice cake. So our next step, we're gonna cover this with a beautiful dark chocolate butter ganache. I'm just gonna show you how to remove the bottom portion. I just wanna get a little knife right in between and just give it a little turn and it pops right off. And then our beautiful parchment paper, and just gently peel that right off our beautiful mud cake. Lovely. So at this point, you could just pour your beautiful chocolate ganache right over as is. However, I want to make this a little bit more straight, so I'm just going to cut off a little bit of the top. So I'm just going to go around, and as I turn the cake, I cut into the cake with a sawing motion right through. And if you don't get it perfect on the first shot, you can go again. I'll just remove that little bit. Then we've got that little bit here. And I just want to make sure that it's pretty well even. And that looks good. And you can see how moist this cake is. This really is kind of like a fudge kind of cake, like a brownie cake. Really, really nice. You can see very, very fudgy. Looks beautiful and it smells so good. As soon as I was cutting into that, it's like boom, you just get this really nice aroma popping out of that cake. So I'm gonna clean up and then we're gonna frost. So I've cleaned up and we are ready to go. I have a tray lined with parchment paper to catch all of my beautiful dark chocolate ganache so that we can reuse it. So I'm gonna grab my ganache and I'm just gonna start pouring this over the cake. And if you want to see this recipe, I will put a link at the end of this video and also in the description box. I'll just turn this around and finish off the front area. And that looks perfect. And I just want to bang this around a little bit just to get it a little bit more even. And there, that looks good. Just like that. So at this point, I'm just going to let this set up for a while and then we'll come back. We'll finish off the video. We're going to cut into a slice and I'll show you what it looks like inside. Okay, I'm going to cut into our beautiful mud cake. Oh, I can feel that. This is a really, really nice cake. Slide my knife right through. I just cleaned off my knife with hot water and now I'll make my second slice. And let's get this onto a plate. And look at this. Wow. Super, super moist, just like it should be. A beautiful chocolate mud cake. Let me zoom in. So I've just zoomed in to show you this beautiful chocolate mud cake a little bit closer. You can really see how moist this is, and this is a very, very dark cake. It should be dense like this. You want it to look like a brownie inside. It is a very, very dense cake, but it's very, very moist. So we have the mud cake here, and then we have our beautiful dark chocolate ganache, and this has butter in it as well, so it is really, really rich. Of course, I'm going to have to try a little piece of this. You can see how nice that cake is when I cut into it with my fork. Oh, that is so good.
Super, super, super moist. Beautiful, beautiful cake. I hope you try this recipe. I'll have to go in for a little bit with that dark chocolate ganache. Oh, that is good. I can't tell you how good this cake is. I hope you give this recipe a try. A really fun one to do. Not too hard. I think you'll have a really good time with it. I hope you enjoyed this video. It was a really fun one to do. If you enjoyed it, please give me a thumbs up. Subscribe if you wish. I really do appreciate that. That's it for today, and I'll see you next time.